Blog Talk Radio.
Giving all praises to the Almighty Yah, the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that there is. We thank you, Mighty Yah, for blessing us to be alive on this day, thy holy week, thy holy time, for thou art holy. We thank you, Mighty Yah, for allowing us to see the fifth month. We thank you, Mighty Yah, for giving us strength to see this day. We ask that you have mercy upon us, Mighty Yah. Forgive us for our iniquities, transgressions, and our sins. We ask that you increase us in this month, Mighty Yah. Increase us in this day. And increase us with your truth, with your word, with your righteousness, with your mercy, with your loving kindness, with your peace, with your judgment, and with all of our ways, Mighty Yah, please increase us with it. So that we may be able to walk in our ways and walk in our paths. We ask you, Mighty Yah, that you bless your people, Israel. And you bless the sanctuary that we may continue to bring forth our word. We ask, Mighty Yah, that you help those that are in need, that you help the needy, the afflicted, the poor, the widow, fatherless. We ask, Mighty Yah, that you help your people, Israel, and that you deliver us from this place. We thank you, Mighty Yah, for all your great blessings and all your mercy that you have bestowed upon us. We love thee, we praise thee, we honor thee, magnify thee by faith. Hallelujah!
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 Praise the Mighty Yah!
Praise the Mighty Yah!
Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified.
Yahweh be magnified.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Praise Yah.
Praise
Yah. Great blessing to be able to be here today, the fifth month, on the fifth day. I'm going to praise Almighty Yah and learn about His truth. So without further ado, I will bring up that Yah's truth may be heard. Bring up Moray, the house of Israel. Moray is shot. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty God.
Praise
God is righteous.
God
is holy.
God
is holy. Giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, let me say shalom to all those that's listening by the way of the internet, and all those that's listening by the way of Blog Talk. And all those that came out today to be with us on this great and glorious day of the fifth month. This is a day, the beginning of each month is a day that our people celebrate it. They kept, and for the most part, they even kept as a Sabbath. Even though it's never called the Sabbath in the scripture, this is what they have done. I just want to show you a scripture on that so people can understand how beautiful, glorious, and how sanctified this day is, so y'all can see how our people see it in the scripture. And if we are to be a people that the scriptures are talking about, then this will let you know where we need to develop. In the book of Amos, the fifth chapter, I think it is in Amos. I just want you to see this. Let me make sure it's the fifth chapter. Let's see. It's the eighth chapter, the fifth verse. And this is what it says in the book of Amos, the eighth chapter, starting at the fourth verse. And it says, hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fall, to fail. Saying, where will the new moon or the new month be gone? And when you look up this word, new moon, it actually means new month. You won't even see the word moon in this particular scripture, but it means new month. That we may sell corn. And you know they're not selling corn at night, so it couldn't have been a new moon. That we may sell corn. Now, why would they want the new month to be gone by virtue of selling corn? The reason why is because when the new month came, they were celebrating and they were worshiping the Most High on this day. Then it says, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, because they kept the new month as a Sabbath, making the depot small, the shekel great, and falsifying the balances of deceit. And this shows you one more scripture on the new month so people can understand why we recognize and observe and gather ourselves together on the new month and the beginning of the month. And you look in the book of Isaiah. Thank you.
since the scripture says, that every matter be established by two or more witnesses. You want to find this in the book of Isaiah. The 66th chapter. Yes, you may, if you have, okay. In the book of Isaiah 66, I want you to read in the 23rd verse.
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23. And it shall come to pass that from one new month to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, saith Yah.
So as you can see, the new month is like the Sabbath. When you see the Sabbath mentioned, you see the new month mentioned. We know that's not talking about a moon, because the moon was a light by what? It's a light by night, so it's not telling people to come together at night, come to worship Yah at night, when the new moon, as many of our people believe, they go out to look for the new moon at night, but there's no scriptures that tell our people to do so. But there are scriptures that tell our people on the new month, which they see it as the new moon, to gather themselves together. Just like a what? A Sabbath. And one more scripture I want you to see, so it can be crystal clear why we gather ourselves to come to worship the Most High. And would not you want to come worship the Most High? Really, you will want to do it every day. And the only reason we don't come out and gather ourselves every day is because Yah told us not to. He told us, work 6 days, and on the 7th day, what? Rest. So that's why we do it. But in the book of Ezekiel, the 45th chapter, and what are we discussing right now on this beautiful, glorious, sanctified fifth month? The beginning of the fifth month, the day of the new month. A lot of people ask me, well, how do you come? If we don't go by the moon, then how do you know when the new month is? Well, just anything. Once you know when something is born, the March, and the moon and the sun and the stars was born on what day? On the 4th day. And from that day, all you have to do is do what the Almighty said. Every month is 30 days. Every year is 12 months. And you're going to come to the undeniable conclusion that this is the fifth month. But you don't go by the moon to determine that. You don't go by the sun just to determine that. Nor do you go by the stars. But you do go by all of them collectively, because they all were born on the same day. Just like today. Many of you all have a day that you all recognize your day, because you have a day that you were born. Well, the sun and the moon and stars have a day they were born also. In the book of Ezekiel 46, starting at the very first verse, now watch what this says very closely. In Ezekiel 46, starting at the very first verse, it says, thus is Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut for 6 working days. But on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new month it shall be open. So let me know, in the day of the new month, some of the new month is going to be open. Why? Because this is the day you're supposed to go worship. So, but you notice, all the other days is going to be what? It's going to be shut. It's going to be closed. You're not going to be able to go. So you're going to have very limited opportunities to go to worship the Most High in the sanctuary. Then it says in the second verse, and the priest entered by the way of the porch of the gate of God, and shall stand by the post of the gate. He shall prepare him an offering and a peace offering, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Would let you know, our gates are not open at evening, they're shut at evening. Now, why would you shut a gate at the beginning of a day? That's how you know it's even at the end of a day. Because it's being shut, because it's been open all day long. That's how you know the new, this sliver of light that our people go back, that's not the beginning of a month. We're supposed to, in the beginning of a month, we're supposed to be opening the door, not closing the door. And this is what I want our brothers and sisters to consider. Then it says in the third verse, likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbath and in the new month. That's what they are to worship. So let you know once again, this is a day of worship, but it's also a day that our people observe as if it was a Sabbath. That's why it's that important. Now, I'm not telling all our people today in captivity that they don't have to work on the new month. But the only reason I'm not telling them that is because that's not what Yah is. However, I'm still telling you the truth. Our people observe this as a Sabbath. And all through the scriptures, you will read the same thing. But now, today, we find ourselves in the fifth month. And the scripture says there is a time and season for everything and for all things. And there's a purpose to every time. So you're not born for no reason at all. There's great purpose behind your birth, even though you might not know it. But there is. And you were born at the time that you were supposed to be born. The way you were born. When, where, how, what, everything that surrounds your birth, everything surrounds your origin, everything surrounds your beginning. And you need to find out your purpose. See, you might have a purpose for yourself. You might have a purpose that comes to your spirit. But Yah may also have a purpose for you. And if you want to know Yah's purpose for you, then you have to know the time. You have to know why he do, what he do, when he do it. Because when Yah do something, he don't change. And there's great meaning behind the things he do. So for instance, just to show you what I mean, we're in the fifth month. We just completed the fourth month. The fourth month literally means Yah praise or praise Yah. That's why the Creator said all through the scriptures, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be what? Praise. And this is what we did. Praise is like a sacrifice to the Most High. It's like an offering to him. And this is what we came up with, many individual sacrifices that we can make individually as a people. And some things we came together and made some collective sacrifices. Because the Creator said, gather my things together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by what? By sacrifice. And we got to make sacrifices if we love the Most High. The Most High looks for people who's willing to make sacrifices. But he don't want to make you make no sacrifices. We want him to be volunteer. But let me just show you God's purpose behind the time that we're in today. Then you might be able to understand certain things. Because there's a lot of people that might have died this month, but also was born this month. There's a lot of people that got great blessings this month, but also lost things this month. Because why? There's a time to see them for everything. Now watch what Yah holds this time for. The first thing I want you to see is in the book of Genesis. Since Genesis is the beginning, let's start at the beginning. Genesis, the first chapter. And then you can understand what I'm saying. And always, if you want to know the truth, always look for consistency. When you see something that's not consistent, you know it might not be the truth. And I say might because you might think it's not consistent, but it really is. But always look for the consistency. And you always look for things that you can establish. If you can't establish something, I wouldn't just say it to the bank and say, well, that's the truth, because I read it. And it might be something you just see. So you got to be able to establish this thing. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, we're going to start reading at the 20th verse. And you're going to see how important this is. Now, what are we reading in the 20th verse? Well, we're reading about the fifth day, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the fifth. Right now, we're in the fifth month. We're on the fifth day. And you don't see the fifth month, the fifth day, whether it's the fifth born, the fifth time, the fifth one, you're going to see that it all means the same thing. And watch what this says. Genesis 1 and 20. And Elohim says that the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life. And fire that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And all of you created great whales and every living creature that moved it, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their time, and every winged fowl after his time. And all of you saw that it was good. And we're going to deal with this how this fowl, these fowls came from. The water. A lot of people don't know that. Then it says, and I'm going to bless him, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And he knew in the morning on the fifth day. So this fifth day, he had a lot of stuff in it. But the most important thing that the fifth day had in it was the fact that this was the very first thing that created blood. Before this time, God had not even poured his blessing on anything yet. But here in the fifth day, this was the first day the Almighty elected, chose, and sanctified something to bless. And what did he bless in this day? He blessed the sea creatures, as well as the fire. And he blessed them with one purpose in mind, for them to be fruitful and what? And multiply. And this is what they did, which lets you know. And then not only he blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply, but in telling them to be fruitful and multiply, they multiply abundantly. abundantly. We can have nets all over the oceans and seas every day, and we still will not get all the sea creatures out of the ocean. We can have nets catching all the birds of the side of the air, and we still wouldn't get them all because they multiply so great. We don't even know when they multiply. Sometimes we don't even know how much they multiply. A lot of times we don't even know where, because we only search maybe 1% of the whole ocean. This is about 99% to go, and we never get there. So imagine how much of the sky we don't search out. And so they're multiplying greatly. And really, that's what the fish represents. It represents increasing. It represents an increase. This is what the Almighty even called a fish, an increase. And let me show you that in the law, in the book of Leviticus 19. Because you're going to see how this is relevant to you. We have people, of course, many of y'all know, many years ago, going to school, blacks just wanted to see where they had purpose in school. The history book oftentimes didn't include them in any good way. It was mostly bad ways. We were slaves and so forth and so on. So they just wanted to see, well, what about in antiquity? In those times, where we were kings and queens of the earth, they wanted to know something good about our ancestry. And then we began to find out that the Egyptians was black, the Ethiopians was black, the Assyrians was black, the first man was black. The first people in the Garden of Eden was black. Africa was black. And we started learning that. And we began to get pride about ourselves. But even though we did that, we still didn't have what I call purpose for our lives, for our individual life. Many people have killed themselves because they see no purpose in their life. They see no purpose. And so now, the Almighty is showing us there is purpose with us if we just look, if we just search to see why did we bring me forth? Why was I born? And some people wish away the day they were born. Watch what this says in Leviticus 19. We're going to get right to it. In the 24th verse, let's start at the 23rd so it can be in context.
When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be as uncircumcised to you. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, a praise to Yahweh. And in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit, that it may yield to you its increase.
So inside you want that increase, and you want it yielded to you. You have to follow the order of Yah. In the fourth year, you don't want to eat it. You just want to what? You want to praise Yah. But in the fifth year, eat that thing so it might yield its increase. And we don't know how to do that yet. That's why the scriptures that tell you, such as in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, you don't have to turn there, but I just want you to recall that the Proverbs, the third chapter, it says, "Iron Yah with the first fruit of your summer. That's why we took you out of first fruit, because we wanted to praise him first. Because once we praise him, then after praising him, then the thing that we want to do and we want to bless, it will yield its increase. Now, when did it yield its increase? In the fifth year. Why? Because that is the fifth is when God pours his blessing. That's when he pours down his blessing. And this is what I want you to see. There's purpose behind this time. Also, so you can understand, so you can see how Yah poured his blessing and what he will do with his blessing. Watch this. Go to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Leviticus, the 19th chapter, that's the law. Now, watch this law in the book of Exodus 20. And what are we discussing? We are discussing the purpose behind Yah's time. And what time are we talking about? We're speaking about the fifth. And as I said, whether it's the fifth day, whether it's the fifth year, whether it's the fifth time, or whether it's the fifth born, it don't matter. Once it's the fifth, then it has purpose. And you have to look at how Yah purposed this thing. Exodus 20. Y'all should be familiar with Exodus 20 because this is the 10th commandment. But what commandment will we look at today? Well, let's look at the 5th commandment. And what is the 5th commandment? Read the 5th commandment. And you'll find it in the 12 verses.
Honor your father and your mother.
Now, why would you do such a thing? Why would you honor your father and your mother? Well, it won't tell you why, because this is the 5th commandment, and the 5th represents increase. And watch what it says.
That your days may be long upon the land, Yahweh, your Elohim, gives.
In other words, Yahweh will increase your days. Why? Because that's what the 5th represents. That's what it means. That is perfect. Now, imagine, we order things just like Yah ordered things. Then we know when to praise him. Then we'll know when we will yield and increase, whether that's the fruit of our womb, whether it's our money, our time, whatever it might be. And see, our forefathers knew this about the Most High. They knew that everything about the Most High was about order. They knew it. Watch what Leah said concerning her fifth son. Go to the book of Genesis, the 30th chapter. And we read the law, Leviticus 19, and it was yielding an increase in the fifth year. We read Exodus 20, where in the fifth commandment, it still was yielding an increase. Well, let's see what happens when your womb, the seed of your body, the fruit of your body is increased. In the book of Genesis 30, start at the 14th verse.
Genesis 30, verse 14. Now Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. And Rachel said unto Leah, please give me some of your man's son's mandrakes. But she said unto her, is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore, he will lie with you tonight for your son's mandrakes. When Yaakov came out of the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, you must come into me. For I have surely hired you with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night.
And she hired him because it wasn't her day. So she exchanged his bar. And scriptures say hire. You know what that word hire means? Anytime you hire someone or something is hired, that means you're supposed to get paid. Because it's for what? It's supposed to be for hire. And once you have something for hire, the end of your work, your wage, is supposed to be your increase. And let's see what hers was. What? Go ahead.
And he lay with her that night. And Elohim listened unto Leah.
Listen, and Elohim hearkened unto Leah. In other words, Yahweh was all a part of this. He knew that she had gave up her mandrake for this night. And he hearkened to Leah, and look what happened.
And Elohim hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived, and bore Yaakov a fifth son.
And watch what she said. Then she bore him a fifth son.
And Leah said, Elohim has given me my wages.
He's given me my hire. He's given me my increase. He's given me my wages. He's paid me off.
Because I have given my maid to my husband. So she called his name Yashikar.
Yeah, and that's what his name means. That's what his name means. Why? Because Yashikar was the fifth son. And not only he was the fifth son, just look at the fifth generation after Adam in Genesis 5. So when you begin looking at your own purpose, in other words, what time Yah thought to bring you in, what time Yah thought for you to be born. Yah thought your purpose. Because there's a time and a season for how many things? All things. And there's a purpose behind every time. And we just got to know what that is. And we can. All we got to do is look to ourselves because we have time. But we also have purpose. So we don't have to go blindly living without purpose. In the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter, these are the generations of Adam. The first generation after Adam was Seth. The second generation after Adam was Enos. The third generation after Adam was Cain. The fourth generation after Adam was Mahalalel. And the fifth generation after Adam was Jared. And you'll start reading about Jared in the fifth chapter, the 18th verse. And we'll see his role, his purpose.
Genesis 5:18. Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. And after he begot Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died.
And little do people know that Jared was the second oldest person in the whole entire Bible, the second oldest. And I know the two represent. And he was the second oldest. But not only was he the second oldest, as I stated before, the fifth represents what?
Increase.
Well, look who his first son was. Look at his son. Who did he begin? Read that again.
And Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch.
He begot Enoch. And who was Enoch? Well, if you don't know who Enoch is and who Enoch was and what Enoch represents, Read the 22nd verse.
After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with Elohim. 300.
22nd verse.
Said 22nd?
Yeah.
That's 22nd. Want to read 21st verse?
No, mine says this. Genesis 5 and 22. And Enoch walked with Elohim after he begot Methuselah. Is that what you read?
Yeah, this is, I got the New King name.
Oh, okay. 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with Elohim, and he was not, for Elohim took him. In other words, this man was so special. This man was so holy. This man was so perfect. This man was so righteous. Yahweh took him. Took him where? Took him with him. Undoubtedly, Yahweh loved this man so much that he wanted him in his presence all the time. So he just took him. In other words, Yah will come down and he will just walk with Elohim. But Yah took him and now he's walking with Elohim forever. And who was his father? Yahweh. Man had to be very what? Blessed. And then the fifth day was the very first thing that was blessed. The first thing Yahweh blessed. And when he didn't just bless them or bless it for no reason at all, he blessed them that they might be fruitful and what? Multiply. Because why? Y'all have not only time and season for everything, but there's a purpose to every time. And we have to learn that purpose. And before we can learn the purpose of it, we must learn the time. And our people don't know time. Now, it is true that every time is not good. Every time is not blessed. Because there's good and what? There's blessing and what? So every time ain't good. So just don't think you will walk for something good all the time. Unless you have circumcised your heart for good. And that's something you and I have to learn to do. For example, I just want you to see this. Go to the book of Deuteronomy 28. Just so you can see this. So you can see that I'm telling you the truth. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, start at the 15th verse.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you.
And I want y'all to count these curses. Now, watch the first curse.
Cursed shall you be in the city.
One.
And cursed shall you be in the country.
Two.
Cursed shall you be in your basket.
Three.
And cursed shall you be in your kneading bowl trough.
Or your store. Four.
Cursed shall you be the fruit of your body.
And then I say, this is all the fifth is about your what? Increase. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body. The fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy what? So it's all about increase. But when Yah is not increasing you, make no mistake about it. He will what?
Decrease.
he will decrease you. But your decrease will become somebody else's increase. So God's not just going to take you out the land for your sin and transgression. He's going to take you out of the land and put you in somebody else's land. Now, where you decrease, somebody else what? Increase. And let me tell you, when our people increase, or the nations increase, oftentimes when you read the scriptures, all you got to do is look at the years and look at the fifth year or look at the fifth day. You'll start reading terrible things that have happened to our people. And people are like, no, this must be a terrible time. No, we were terrible people. And where we were not included, somebody else was. Because this is your time and season. Into every time, into every season, there's a purpose. And we have to know the purpose behind this time and this season. Because if y'all don't do anything for nothing, everything has purpose. Everything. And before I continue on, we got about 10 minutes left. Any questions from anyone? Questions or comments on the fifth? Since we had this great fifth month, and what we're doing, we're kicking this fifth month off as we did the fourth month by giving you the knowledge you need so you can order how you will do things in this month, also in this year. Although most people don't know, you all do, that we are indeed in the first year of our calendar or Sabbath of the year. We're in the first year. And we're in the fifth month. And we're in the beginning of the fifth month. And so a lot of people have been toiling and making sacrifices. And this is the month you should, if your sacrifice is real good, this is the month. And it was acceptable to Yah. This is the month that you should see your increase. For just like the Almighty heard Leah, the Almighty will hear you. And you have to trust and believe in the Most High. And I do. Now, how you deal with that increase is totally up to you. You have to have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to go forward. One of our brothers, praise God today, that he made a sacrifice. And his sacrifice was written in the book of Isaiah 44. Book of Isaiah 44. And let me show you what this says. This is very beautiful. And let's start at the first verse.
Yet hear now, O Yaakov, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yahweh, who made you, and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not, O Yaakov, my servant, and you, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen.
And Yeshurun is not the name of a person. It's just a poetic name this man our darling, because that's when we offer the Most High. It's just like he's calling the someone you love, baby, honey, sweetie, chocolate drop. I don't know what y'all call it. Continuing.
For I will pour out, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants, and my blessing upon your offspring. They will spring up among the grass, like willows by the water course.
Well, they just spring up. Next thing, one day they're not there. Then the next day, they done sprout on up. And this is what's going to happen when they spring up. Yes?
One will say, I am Yah.
One will say, I am Yah. In other words, I belong to the Most High. I am Yah.
Another will call himself by the name of Yaakov.
And another one is going to call himself by the name of Yaakov, which means they're going to recognize the fact that that's who their daddy is, that's their father, that's my ancestry, this is who I come from, and they're going to be proud of that fact, and they're going to walk in that glory. So watch this.
And another will write with his hand or subscribe with his hand.
He's going to subscribe. He's going to write. He's going to put it down on paper. He wants everybody to see it, know it, recognize it, use it, call it, proclaim it, whether they want to or not. What that paper says. Write it, go ahead. And another shall subscribe with his hand and say, Yah. They write this for Yah. They write this to Yah.
And so surname himself.
And what is your surname? That's right. That's the main name. That's the blood name. That's the name that gets carried on. Go ahead.
And surname himself by the name of Yisrael.
My goodness. Who's doing that? Hallelujah. Well, not only not you, but we had somebody just did that today. Went to court today, and it was stamped in the letter. Our brother, our beloved brother, Lemuel ben Yisrael.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you do the right thing, as it seems like you did it, now all you have to do is wait for your increase. Wait for your wages, your hire. Because as long as you're with Yah, Yah will be with you. Because he sees what you did, and he recognizes your sacrifice. And he knows what you did. He knows who's not doing it, and he knows who is doing it. And everybody who did it, they can tell him it was a sacrifice. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's beautiful. So we got a lot of great things that will happen this month. Since this is the month of our increase, it let me know clearly that I have to multiply my work. So, starting really now, but especially next week, I'll be up here teaching every day. 5 days, and really will be more than 5 days a week, about 6 days a week. At least an hour, hour and a half a day. So I'm going to bring to y'all's people his truth. So we have to increase. The Creator bless me. And so I have to bless the people. I can't keep it all to myself. It's too many hours in a day. It's too many days in a week. It's too many months of a year. And I could hear about Yah every day. And I thought, all these Israelites, and all these Israelite teachers, and all of us who know the truth, and we're still not out there every day. In other words, we still don't have every day covered. But now we do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any questions? Any comments? On this great fifth month.
Question. What times will you be teaching?
My times, it will be 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Try to give everybody an opportunity to get home and eat their physical food and then get their surgical. 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Except for on the Saturday and the sixth day. The sixth day won't change. It's still from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Thursday.
We're going to talk. We'll talk about that too. Yes, sir.
Praise the mighty. Praise the mighty Yah. I just want to, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All honor, all glory go to the mighty Yah, the Holy One of Israel, by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got to give thanks to the Most High for carrying me through the way. This a new month. You know, and last month was definitely very humbling, I should say. I myself was giving up things and just trying to break my heart, you know, seeing how, you know, we're supposed to praise Yah and offer sacrifices of righteousness. And I remember Moriah Isha was saying just the ultimate sacrifice is to give up evil, you know, and that stuck with me. And that lesson, it helped me a whole bunch last month. And, you know, as you was teaching, I heard a bit that, you know, Yah will and will see an increase. And that is his will for the fifth being an increase. And, you know, I just encourage everyone that's listening, everyone that has done it, you know, continue to give up that sacrifice of righteousness. And to continue to give up evil. And you know, the Most High will deliver. He will deliver. His hand is not short, but he won't save or deliver. He is our Redeemer. He is our power. Yodah Yael, he brought out so beautifully, you know, that we have all power in the mighty Yah. So I just want to give all praises and all glory to the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. It's beautiful. Until we start letting people know, I get calls from all over the country, people telling me this is the truth, how they are making sacrifices and what sacrifices they are making. And it's beautiful. Because these sacrifices is not to me, it's not to man, it's to the Most High. It's to the Most High. Let me just show you all this scripture before we adjourn. I said just the network, but some ladies say we need to read this. And it's in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. And Brother Abraham is absolutely correct. The greatest sacrifice you can get the Most High is obedience. The scriptures say obedience is better than sacrifice. So don't think you can sacrifice to God without being obedient. You have to be obedient first and foremost. Then Yah will accept your sacrifices. Now watch what this is. And we're going to start in the fifth verse.
Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. fear Yah and depart from evil. It will be health unto your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor Yah with your possessions.
Yeah, and what does honor Yah with your substance?
And with the first fruits of all your increase.
Now, when you start honoring Yah with the first fruits of your increase, watch what will happen.
So your barns will be filled with plenty.
If you really want your barns to be filled with plenty, in other words, if you want a bunch of blessings, and you want to have plenty, you honor Yah with the first fruits of your increase. And our presence shall burst out with new wine. And this is how we begin to get plenty. Oftentimes we listen to other people to tell us how to get plenty. They tell us the same. If you just save, you'll get plenty. And that's a good one. They'll tell you, you have to, on the street, they feel like everything has to be doubled. We got to double this up. That's good. But nobody tells you to honor Yah with your substance so that your barns may have plenty. And why? Because they know most people don't trust the Most High. And that's the first thing they tell us to do. Trust in Yah with heavy of our hearts and lean not to all other things. So we begin to start honoring Yah with the first fruits, not the last, but the first. Watch and see what Yah will do. So this is what my plans are. I said, well, if I increase the amount of days that I teach, maybe Yah will increase the amount of knowledge I need. Maybe He will give me more wisdom since I'm teaching more wise things. And maybe I will see more understanding. So let us increase together. Hallelujah. Any other questions? Any other comments? Well, if there's no other questions, no other comments, let us rise. Umar Yah, creator of the universe, Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Once again, thy servant humbly come before thee on his great, glorious, and honorable day. Even this day, the beginning of the month, even this fifth month, Umar Yah, that we might understand, that we might receive, even God's increase, Umar Yah. We pray for that increase among God, with the knowledge of it. Praying, Almighty God, that even it might increase our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, it increase our days, to increase, Almighty God, our haste in going home. We pray, Almighty God, that you would even continue to see fit to allow thy spirit to come within us, even our hearts, our minds, even our mouth, that we might continuously meditate in our ways, speak our truth, and walk righteously before the Almighty God. We pray, Almighty God, you will strengthen us according to thy will and righteous ways, that we might fulfill thy word, that we might do thy will. Please order ourselves, Yah, and bless our hands. Please forgive us for all the sins and transgressions that we committed against you. For we love you with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And please, Almighty God, please continue to bless us. Bless us that we might please the cause of the widow and the fatherless, the poor and the needy, the Levite and the stranger. And please, Almighty God, be with all of our people, especially, Almighty God, over us, that fear thee and tremble at thy word. Please bring us together as one man, Almighty God, and gather us together as thou hast promised, as thou hast prophesied. And please, Almighty God, take us home. For we love you, God. We thank you, God. We honor you, God. We praise you, God. And we worship you, God, from this time forth and forevermore. And please, Almighty God, be with all those that seek the Lord. Blessed be thy holy righteous name, Yah, from this time forth and forevermore. Blessed be hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shema Yisrael. Yah Eloheinu. Yah Echad. Hear, O Israel. Yah Eloheinu. Yahweh is one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Yah is righteous.
Yah is
holy.
Yah is holy.
And let Yahweh be magnified.
Let Yahweh be magnified.
Amen. And to all those that are listening by the way of internet, Yah loves you and blog talk. Yah loves you and so do I. Shalom.